Yo, what's
ready
up?
To see some...
What's up? What's up?
Who's ready to see some funny, crazy, and wild videos? Got some failure over here at Scrolling with Jen and V.
What's
to
up?
To my right, who do I have? This hype person I have. What's your name, boo?
Jen.
And I'm your girl, V Greasy. Don't forget to talk, text, and tag those friends and tell them to tap in because we have a hot episode waiting for you guys to check out. You know what I'm saying, all right? But of course, we have our babies on ready to, you know, hype us up, give us a little push, if you will. Let's cheers to that, Jen. Oh.
Cheers.
Jen got her gin and juice. No, but she just got the juice.
Just got the juice.
Just got the juice. And I got some gin and juice. All right. If you need some drink inspo, you know where to go. Head to our social media at Jen and V on TV and get those recipes, y'all. They real, real easy to make. You got them in your cabinets at home. Trust me.
Yeah.
All right, Jen, you ready to get it started?
Let's go.
All right. So what's our first segment for tonight?
The comment section.
Y'all be lighting it up.
When y'all thumbs get to going and y'all opinions get to wilding out, we all here for it.
We be ready for it, baby.
Love a comment section. All I need is a bottle. Even though I gave up liquor for So I'm going to kick us off. How about that? Y'all ready?
We ready.
What are you doing if this guy shows up at your register?
Uh-oh.
What are you doing? I want to see it because I want to see how I would react. And I have no idea what I'm about to watch. IG user Rush Max posted this. All them condos. Look.
He's like, okay. Eggplant. Condoms, eggplant, zucchini.
But why he look like the characters they shown?
Oh, yeah, he does.
He look just like the characters they shown.
It's that Diddy all.
You don't tell anybody about what I bought, right?
What did he say at the end? I didn't hear what he said at the end. So can you replay that real quick?
You don't tell anybody about what I bought, right?
Did you get it that time?
I didn't get it that time, but oh well. But needless to say, baby, they looking at him like, what this brother man about to go do? Because you got condoms, you got zucchini, you got
eggplant oil. I've been in that line like,
okay, I see
like,
you.
All right, boo. Okay. You got the real party about to go down. All right. Dude. Can somebody give me a price on this eggplant?
Commenters, what y'all think about this? Eat my beauty. What are y'all doing after this would have been great. See, what are y'all doing after this?
NBT underscore Trillo, bro was fighting for his life when you handed him that eggplant.
Right?
That was big ass eggplant.
It was. He picked the biggest one. Fiberglass Work says, bro tried to wipe away the image from his face. Like, you couldn't do it though. We caught you, bro. We caught you.
Got that Diddy oil. High underscore D3, the fact that he made sure to hand the cashier item by item instead of putting them down on the belt.
Right?
I'm dying too. He wanted to make a point.
Yes. He wanted to get a reaction out of them. And he definitely got that. All right, Pascal Old Pressure. Bro had to wipe his face like, man, what is this man about to get into?
Restless underscore creative, his professionalism fighting for his for its life.
For real.
I love it. I love funny. It. I would have been tripping too, like
oh bruh, you know, okay.
What you do? I would have played into it. Mm-hmm. I would have played into it. I am their favorite cashier.
Yeah.
Come in my line. It's a party.
All right, y'all. Romance ain't dead. It's just dirty. Okay, now I just use it at Desire EE Michelle. Let's see what you posted. I was made for you, and I always knew. A girl, okay?
Oh, this is filthy. What is down there? The trash can? What is that?
Somebody
oh, that look like hair, like weave. Wow.
That is dirty. That is filthy. He's trying to be romantic. Clean that house. I mean, the carpet is dirty all throughout. Every spot he done filmed in.
Y'all nasty. Relationship status. To each his own.
Flowers.
Got the nerve to have Dr. Teals.
A bear.
I mean, great gesture, but y'all.
That house is filthy.
My thing is, I don't film somewhere I don't want nobody knowing how I look.
Exactly.
But hey, y'all must be real comfortable. That's normal for y'all.
Mm-mm. Comments, what y'all think about this house?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay.
The trucking guru. Damn. I was really hoping the trail led to a cleaning crew.
Oh, oh, you wrong. Mama just best comment 93. Ever. I would have kept this to myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have filmed that.
Filthy.
Chris Kareen, not me thinking the yellow petals were straight up pieces of scrambled eggs.
Not scrambled eggs.
Yikes.
Blood covered tears, dog piss and petals everywhere. Oh, yuckers.
It's more than dog piss.
Ooh.
Bella Mancebo, I'm certain those petals are going to be there until next Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Bella. I'm with you on that.
That's true.
Because that carpet is just, ooh, unclectics. Surely I'm being rage baited with this, right? Because I'm like, for real, though?
Mother Nature throwing rose petals on top of filth is extremely diabolic and wild. That's, bruh.
Oh, that was, yeah.
I would have never shared that, like. I mean, just show the video up closer to what you got, or just take the picture.
Exactly.
But you to put the rose petals down, like, y'all gonna need some serious Stanley Steamer
right?
in y'all life.
Nasty. Just okay. Nasty.
Teach his own. All right, y'all. What's happening back there? Huh? Well, we all want to know. IGUs underscore at Benny State.
Oh, Benny.
Here she go.
Right.
Let's see what she's talking about.
Man, I'm not gonna lie to you. I think it might be time to also acknowledge what I stayed the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that booty the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got that well done booty.
Ugh, right?
You know what I'm saying? You got you that burnt offering booty. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes it's okay to see in the blessings that that has remained. But knowing you, I might want to ask you to go ahead and stand up, because I don't know where you're sitting to go ahead and end up with that Wesley Snipe booty you got going on.
Not Wesley Snipes.
You know what I'm saying? You got multiple nationalities, like, in your body.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because, like, you know, black people, we're going to be a little two-toned, but, like, your booty South Sudanese. And, you know, South Sudanese people, it be their whole body that's, like, dark and chocolate. Why only your booty dark, beloved?
Exactly. Exactly, Benny. Commenters, what y'all think about this booty? This colored booty.
It's a box booty.
It just looks horrible. Man. Nicole Purvey says, someone in the comments of the original video said, I'm concerned about the black box. And it's been living rent-free in my head ever since.
Just said that.
Yes.
He got a black box booty.
That looks horrible.
Island underscore boy underscore rich. LMAO, she said the cake was baked too long.
Yes, Benny, one line on that, honey. Urban Flight 820, the shape is more concerning than the color to me.
That's what I'm
saying. Why is it sharp and square? Right, for reals.
Box booty.
Yeah, that's so
that's
weird.
What had me, like, it looked like a box.
It's time to let it go.
Cats, Sklawansk Dink. He doesn't have a bright future behind him.
Clearly.
Or in front.
Right. Because, baby, go to a physician and get that checked out. Oh, man. All right, y'all. Last one for the comment section. I'm sorry. What's his name? We'll see. I just use it as Sadiq underscore car 2. What's your name, boo?
This is my client from Africa. He named the chocolate. He ordered 20 unit MG4 from me. This is your contract.
Oh, MG4? Good, good, good.
What? MG4? Okay, I don't know what that is, but we... Yeah, Tom, play it again.
I
don't know
what's MG4.
That's what it looks like.
This is my client from Africa. He named the chocolate. He ordered 20 unit MG4 from me. This is your contract.
Oh, MG4? Good, good, good.
And then you're trying to...
and they don't even look like he's speaking, like the words are off.
Right, talking about good, good. Like he's trying to mimic the African, you know. All right, y'all, commenters, what y'all think about this? I am so disappointed.
Ramadan Essence, chocolate with the milk hand.
Right, exactly. Like we're not going to pick that up. Like we're not going to notice it, I guess. All right. So K6232 says, I'm African, but this is funny. Man, it's not funny to me, but
I don't even understand it.
Right.
Like, MD4. What is this to post?
Yeah.
Blonded, period Danny, he named chocolate. Okay.
Can a ninja borrow for free? Lord. Is it that hard to find a black person in China? To get an actual black person?
Mercy, client from where? I can't even get mad. Huh.
I can't get mad because I'm confused.
I'm
just like, what is happening here? Point of this, right, like, the whole blackface Chinese person,
And like they said, you couldn't find not one black person.
But all right, y'all, we got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know we got more for you. What we got up next for them, Jen?
Girl, we got Chick Chat.
Oh, so we can talk and we can do the chickity chat.
What we do
the
best. Girl talk.
Yes.
The gift of gab.
Hey, so y'all bring it on back to your girls. We're scrolling with Jen and V.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We're at the second part of our show. Two times a winner. Let's go. Mm-hmm. What we got up for him, V?
Chick Chat!
Hey,
and I'm going to kick us off. When it comes to that Chick Chat.
Mm-hmm. How do I keep it right for my man? All right. Well, TikTok user, winner, Casino Gal.
All right, now.
Posted this.
I've been seeing a lot of women here on TikTok talking about wanting to bleach their asshole. I have a question. Do I pour it all over his face or do I just make him drink it?
Okay.
A replay. Okay. That's pretty good.
I've been seeing a lot of women here on TikTok talking about wanting to bleach their asshole. I have a question. Do I pour it all over his face or do I just make him drink it?
Just make him drink it.
Yeah, she said, just make him drink it. Lord,
just make him drink it. Just get it over with and make him drink it.
Because I know sometimes our boo things, husbands, boyfriends, bae, whatever, can get on our nerves. And they can be some complete a-holes. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, you're getting on my nerves. It be too much sometimes. You got to just separate yourself sometimes. So, yeah. It all is in every relationship. It is what it is.
Girl, just pour it in his mouth. And let him finish the rest. Just pour it in his mouth. Let him finish the rest. You'll have a nice bleached booty hole.
Ooh,
it's a booty hole. Okay.
All right, y'all. More for Chick Chick. I think Sis hacked the system. Oh, girl, you hacked, girl. Ooh. I just use it at G Banks XO. Let me see how you hacked the system.
Take her to be your wife.
You do.
You may seal this union with a kiss.
I'm coming for your neck. All I want to do is taste her. Get the job done. All I really want is taste her. Happy rubber bands with your man to the bay, though.
Oh, wow. She definitely did hack the system. It's giving who was that? Anna Nicole Smith back in the days, if y'all remember that, you know. Because she married an older man and he ended up dying. And
they are turned up at the reception. Yes. Like, wherever the club bride. They went to. OMG. He don't even know what to do with it. He trying to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
He say, this is just too much. Hell, I'm barely going to make it tonight.
And she knows that. And I bet you his kids are probably like, oh my God. Because they know she about to get everything when he end up passing.
She is happy in money.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Baby, this the honeymoon right here. He ain't gonna make it past this night. Don't look like. Look at his mouth.
Yeah, my boy.
He on a breathing machine.
My boy about to go to glory.
He look like he on his last leg.
Yeah, on their way out. That's probably when he gonna take his last breath.
Oh my God. And once again, who's recording?
Exactly.
I wanna know who got the camera.
Who got the camera, honey?
Please let me know. Who got the lawyer? Exactly. Producer, the lawyer.
Ah, That is so funny.
Okay, I got footage right here. You locked in, baby. You locked in.
Wow. Getting that man all tired and just making his day shorter and shorter. Woo-wee.
All right, y'all. Cooking at a guy's place for the first time.
Oh, okay.
And half the time, they don't have all the utensils that you need. Okay? IG user Julia Stunts posted this.
Random stuff. What? Oh, play it again, Todd. I'm just looking at all the stuff that he got in there, unnecessary random stuff.
Look. He had a Nintendo in there with the frog, with a Nintendo player. Then he got one pot and a spatula.
See,
Dip. It's time to dip.
Exactly. Especially when you're trying to surprise them. You know, you probably stayed over the night.
Producer, I see them boxes in there.
Oh.
Them Hanes.
Yep.
That's gross.
That is gross.
This is staged.
Yeah, of course.
Can't no man be doing all of that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's staged.
So, I got, Jerry, this for you. Have y'all ever seen What Happens in Vegas with Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz? And he has to be married to her. They get married in Vegas. They take off, elope, you know what I'm saying, have a fun time in Vegas. Come back. The judge make them do hard marriage for 6 months. And she don't have a place, but he does. And she come in and she was like, I can do this. I can definitely do this. I mean, it is, y'all got to watch it. This is exactly what she is referring to. Men are nasty, though. Mm-hmm. I've been to a lot of men's places that is futons and flat screen TVs. Like, mm-hmm. It's like y'all don't have no dining table. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't have a couch. Mm-hmm. So, sis, I feel you on that. I just said that. They don't even have everything you need. I said that from the get-go.
Even if you try to surprise them, you know, like, I'm going to get up and make breakfast in the morning. And you get in there and see the kitchen looking like that. You're like, how am I going to try to do a little something? And I ain't got everything I need. You got boxes in the
sink.
Baby,
I'm about to hit up Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I'm about to do a DoorDash.
I'm about to hit up the bodega downstairs.
Because that was bad. Ugh. Okay, y'all. So we got the last one for a chick check, baby. Don't worry, sweetie. Pancakes get eaten too. I love pancakes. I just use it at Echoes of Her Chaos. Okay, let's see what you got.
Nothing.
What you got back there? Ah! Ah! So I'll play that again. What you got back there?
Nothing.
Nothing. And they cut the whole thing off with the lady saying nothing beats a jet ski. They say nothing.
Just nothing. Song flatline.
You're not bad, girl. It's okay.
As Martin said on one of his comedy specials, she suffers from Nosotol. No ass at all. Nosotol. But you know what, girl? They got so much stuff out there nowadays for the girls who ain't got no, you know, got no cakes back there. They got these booty pads. They got so much stuff you can do to kind of enhance it if you want to. You know, you ain't got to if you don't want to, boo-boo.
Yeah,
but girl, you look
pancakes,
good.
Pancakes get eaten too. She ain't trying to do nothing. She say pancakes get eaten too.
Yes, honey.
What you got back there?
In Jen's business. So was there any like body part on a guy that you really like, but it was something on him that you didn't like as far as body goes? But you liked him as a person, right? His personality, his vibe, and all that stuff. But there was something on him you didn't like, but you just dealt with it because you're like, you know what? I'm going to overlook that because I really like him. He really cool.
Mm-mm, not really.
Oh, well, that's good. That's Mm-mm. good. That's good.
That's why I feel like meeting people in person is mm-hmm. like you catch a quick vibe. I always tell people meeting in person, you catch their aura, how they move and shake and they swag.
Right.
So I've never really had, I've had an ex who didn't want to take his shirt off during sex because of a birthmark.
Oh.
And I'm like, you better take that shirt off. Right. Nobody care about that, what you was born with. Mm-hmm.
That's your
like,
birthmark. You
he
can't
was very
that.
Insecure about his birthmark.
Oh, it must have been big or something, or just,
It wasn't big. It wasn't small. It, you know, and birthmarks grow with your body. They don't necessarily stay one size. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was nothing to be bothered about. But, you know, when you have self-esteem and you have issues with your own being.
Yeah.
I try to make people comfortable. And yeah. Because guess what, baby? Mm-hmm. You're going to get all this fupa. That you about part. To get everything in the bedroom.
Yes, yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
I don't, lights on. Uh-huh. Lights on. I'm going to turn the lights off. And no, come on now.
See, I'm a doing all of that. Kind of girl. It's not because I'm insecure about my body, but I'm like, I like the lights off. Like, turn everything. The lights off.
We can do it in the dark, but I want to see. Sometimes I want to see what's happening.
You want to see, you want to see all the body parts in motion.
Like, be secure with yourself.
Yeah.
If you don't, then they definitely won't.
Mm-hmm, but that's true, though. And sometimes you got to give them, you got to pump them up. Like, you said,
you if they're going to be like, well, you got an issue with your thigh or your stomach, you know, your double chin, then I got an issue with
it. Right,
you know, wear that stuff proud.
Yo, that's why embrace it, y'all. Mm-hmm. Especially a birthmark. Like, embrace it.
Yeah.
Even a girl with the booty flat, girl, she probably don't even care. Say, she probably just like, well, got a flat booty.
And baby,
oh, well,
and they not the for you. It.
Right.
They can't take you with your pancakes. They not for you. So that on that.
Okay. All right. Don't forget to follow your girls on social media, y'all. Check us out at Jen and V on TV. We got some fun stuff on there, some shenanigans that we do, some little skits that we do. We
love
get
it.
Little acting.
Love
skills
it. Catch our TikToks, baby.
And whatnot. We do that damn
catch
thing.
Catch the silliness in us behind the scenes.
Exactly.
BTS.
And don't forget to catch us on YouTube. If you're behind on some episodes, go to our YouTube page at Scrolling with Jen and V and check us out. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, what we got for them, JB?
Louder for the people in the back.
Come on, Jen. Bring it back in.
Hey, y'all. What's up? Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V.
Hey.
Your scroll queens.
Yes.
And we are at the last part of our show, but you know what? Sometimes we like to end the show on a good message, okay? Sometimes you just got to say it loud and you got to say it proud.
That's right.
So, V, what do we have for them?
Louder for the people in the back! Ooh, Jen, what you got for us for this message?
I'm going to kick us off.
Okay.
V, he said lies and garbage.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. You heard me right. You heard me right. Minton. IG user Minton_Jr. posted this.
All right.
Did you eat this cookie with hair on it? Neither would your man.
Lies and garbage.
Yep.
Lies and garbage.
All right.
Okay. One more time for the people.
Would you eat this cookie with hair on it? Neither would your man.
Lies and garbage.
He said, I ate it with the hair on it.
Lies and garbage.
Tell it, sir. Because some women like to be, you know, my thing is some guys don't mind hair on the cooch. Some guys do, some guys don't. They want some guys want it smooth as a baby's bottom.
Yeah.
And some guys like, you know, I like a little piece of hair on it or two. That's okay for them.
How your man like it? Envy's business.
Oh, look, he likes it bare. Okay. Smooth as a baby's bottom.
Okay.
But some women like it, you know, some men like it with the hair on it. Some men don't. It's a preference.
You.
It's just a preference.
I told my homegirl, Trinice. Shout out to you, baby.
Hey, Trinice, girl.
I told my sister, gave her this tip on this really great shaver on Amazon.
Okay.
It changed my life.
What?
It changed. She say, sis, that thing is amazing.
Oh, my.
And I mean perfect. Perfect, nice palette for him to be in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any way you want it.
Yes.
Instead of spending money going to get waxes and all of that stuff, taking a chance of having your pulled off of you.
Yeah.
I'm scared of that.
Yeah, really.
I'll do my eyebrows all day long, but I don't even do that no more.
Yeah.
I don't even get my eyebrows waxed anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I literally was like, Trinice, this is a heaven sent. I found, and I had been waiting to order it and order it, and I never did.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, it's a really, really good shaver.
Maybe they can sponsor your girls.
I mean, and it come in, it has all the top caps on it.
Yeah.
And you just choose which one that you want to use and which one works to your preference. Mm-hmm. Baby, change
what's the name?
My
Do you
life.
Remember the name?
No,
of it?
It's on Amazon. But I'm just saying, like,
yeah, there's things out there.
You know, yeah, they don't get the free sponsorship right now. Mm. You know, we can talk about it, but we're gonna be about it if we talk about sponsorships now. But I mean, nice, clean.
Yeah.
Oh, it changed my
just
life.
Beautiful.
And I just feel like, you know, and some women like being hairy, but I feel like hair keeps must.
Uh-huh, it does. And, it can bring about an odor.
But hair grows down there for a reason, ladies. Right. Let's be real
protection.
About it.
Right.
It's for protection, mm-hmm. you know, but I understand it might be a little stank, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. you sweating all the time. And
right.
You want to just, that thing changed my life.
Yes, hon. I'm going to have to get me one
yeah,
of these.
Yeah, I got it in my car.
I got it in my car. And I do be scared because I get the Brazilian wax.
Mm-hmm.
Where they take off everything and then the little butt landing strip and everything. But it's painful. It's uncomfortable, but I love the result. But if I can do that, what you're talking about, I would prefer that.
Oh, my
and
God.
Save
it's amazing.
Some money
it
pain.
Is, and it's not painful. And yeah. You're nice and clean.
Yeah.
You're nice, clean, and smooth. I don't want other people touching my cooch but my man.
Amen. So well, just, of course. You know, and your doctor.
Yeah, I just rather kind of do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
it's amazing. All right, y'all. We're at the end of our show. Sorry, we got in a little conversation
I'm
about
telling
that.
You.
But
that's
nice
to know info. Shoot.
Make sure you're following me and Veronica on all social media platforms. Okay, we have it right on the back, Genevieve on TV. And y'all catch us on YouTube on all the episodes that you've missed, honey. Mm-hmm. And keep sending them reels. Thank you. All right. Love you, Scroll Club. We out.